Joining us now in studio is Josh Hall with the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. Good morning, Josh. How
Good
you
morning.
Doing?
Good. Awesome.
Good. It's Fire Prevention Week. Fire Prevention Awareness Week. What is it?
Fire Prevention Week.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll go with that.
Statewide thing. Actually, it's nationwide. So.
Yeah, and it really is a good time for people. Everywhere you go, I mean, in your home, at your school, at work, you need to know what to do in case something happens, and also some tips to prevent fires from happening
exactly.
to begin with.
And that's kind of why we get out to the schools and stuff, is to get that education early into the kids.
So. You know, I went to school, this has been a long time ago, but I can remember the fire department back then, this is the 60s, yep. Coming around, and that was always like the day you look forward to in the fall.
Exactly.
Maybe you'll be the one they pick to hold the fire extinguisher and put out a fire.
Exactly, yeah. All the... That's the first thing that every teacher says, is they're excited. This is the day they were hoping for.
And then you show up with a big fire truck, and it's like, oh, man, this is even cooler than I thought.
Exactly, yeah. Unfortunately, the weather didn't cooperate every day with us, but, yeah, we got enough of them to see the fire truck this year. So,
you know, it's interesting how much the kids really soak up that type of thing,
oh, yeah.
the information.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's amazing to see, especially, you know, seeing them the next year and the year after that, you know, because we go everywhere from preschool all the way to third grade. And by third grade, they're pretty much teaching us stuff, you know. they have their hands up. They're like, yep, I remember it from last year. So it's amazing to see them just progress year to year, how much they learn.
And oh, yeah.
Keep inside, you know.
You know, every couple of years or so, you have the big open house and put on some demonstrations and stuff. And I know, you know, the kids just pack it. There's kids crawling all over everything.
Yep. Yeah, we do the open house every other year.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be next year now.
Next year now.
Okay. But yeah, the kids seem to just love that. They love being able to climb on the trucks and all just the different demonstrations that we do while we're there. It seems to be a good time for them. So,
you know, and it's not just the kids. Adults, not that they don't know it, but you get kind of lax
exactly.
and kind of lazy in some of the things that you do. And some of the your best practices kind of go out the window. And I'm
exactly.
sure I'm guilty of that.
Well, so. We all are. I am too, you know. You get so busy in your daily life that you forget maybe to change the batteries in a smoke detector.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's the reason we get to the kids, because then the kids go home and, hey, Mom, did you do the smoke detectors? Or, you know, I've even had parents show up and go, hey, you know, kids found some lighters in the backyard and told me to get them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Something that, you know, maybe they wouldn't have done before, but maybe they would have. But they go, hey, the firefighters taught us this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, getting to the kids young is... And it's fun to see their faces, truthfully.
Yeah. Boy, at that point, the parents, sorry, parent, you don't have an argument.
Exactly. Exactly.
You have to kind of do what you
exactly.
Lead by example.
The kid, exactly. Yeah. And especially with those smoke detectors, it's like, it's amazing to listen to them. The kids, oh, yeah, my mom changed it out yesterday because she heard it beeping, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun.
You know, as time goes on, I think society, I guess, Americans get better. There's just not nearly as many fires because of the you know, we have fire retardant material. We build things now, and we have the fire alarms. But it still happens. Fires
yep.
still destroy houses, and I'm sure you could probably tell some stories of that.
You know, in 10 years, I've been to my fair share of house fires.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to guys that have retired, you know, different ways,
mm-hmm.
There are a lot less now. You know, we have better materials, but nowadays our fires are bigger and hotter than they were, you know, back in the 60s, 50s,
mm-hmm.
Just because of the materials that things are made of, you know, the plastics, the synthetic materials. So it's probably a good thing we don't have as many fires, because otherwise it would be a long day for us.
I would think so. But people still lose their houses in
yep.
fires, and it's always an important thing, you know, especially for parents and families, have an exit plan.
Exactly.
You know, if something happens.
Yep. So that's the one thing we do express with the kids is, you know, what are your ways out of the house? You know, if you can't go through your door, do you go through your window? You know, the big question is, do I jump out of my window? Okay. I say, usually I tell them if the window's higher than you, taller than you, probably not a good idea to jump out of that window, you know. You don't want to be injuring yourself. That's what firefighters are for, you know. It's our job to go into those fires and find people and help them. You know, we had that special equipment. So, you know, making sure that you open up your window, you know, things like that. So making sure you had that plan of, okay, if how do I get out of my house if there is a fire? And if I can't go that one way, what's another way, you know? So different things like that. That's one of the things we teach the kids. So,
Josh Hall is with us from Northfield Area Fire and Rescue. We're talking Fire Prevention Week. Mm-hmm. So you've been to all the schools. You've taught the kids that. And, you know, as far as is there much education for employers? Do you recommend it be part of your manual, your employee's manual, that you have some type of strategy of, like, let's say our building fired. You know, I always instruct people, just get out.
Oh, and that's the big thing is get out. You know, again, that's, you know, getting out of the building is the most important part, being able to know where everybody is. Most employees you see out there do have plans ahead of time of how to get out, you know. One thing we also do is fire extinguisher trainings. So we do go out to companies and do trainings with the fire extinguishers, so the employees know how to use them. You'd be surprised at how many people work in industries around here that are like, yeah, I see the fire extinguisher every day. I probably know how to use it, but I really don't. So, you know, being able to get out of the building is the most important part. But I think a lot of companies in this city do have ways of getting out of the building.
So. All right. So you do have a fire safety training for corporations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. We go into corporations. We actually go to both colleges. We teach all their RAs different things. So we do go out to the rest of the community, more than just the young ones, and teach them how to be fire safe.
All right. So. Well, today's probably a good day. This weekend, make sure that smoke alarm has new batteries. Right now.
Check them all. Make sure they all have good batteries. You know, we usually say daylight savings time is a good time to change out the batteries. You know, check them once a month just to make sure that they're still working. So,
and that's just a couple of weeks off.
Exactly. So, it's getting there.
Josh, anything else about fire safety or prevention?
Not today. I don't think so. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for stopping in. It's been great talking with you, and best of luck to you as you continue to keep Northfield safe.
Thank you.
All right. Josh Hall, once again, from Northfield Area Fire and Rescue.